Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got plenty of open lines for you to give us a call. I know a lot of you might be on some vacations enjoying yourself, so I'm jealous, but you got to take vacation when you can, right? Anyways, we've been talking lots about the lawn today. We can talk about a number of different things, really up to you guys and what we go on discussing. I could probably talk about lawns for hours. There's so many different things to do. But, you know, some of the other things to be looking at this time, you know, it was mentioned earlier, you know, tomatoes this year have been terrible. Just because, well, a lot to do with the weather, a lot to do with, you know, the amount of rain that we've been having. And, you know, you're noticing more and more on your tomatoes. Maybe the lower parts of the leaves are just turning completely. They're turning completely yellow, browning, dying off. It's definitely happening. I've seen it. I've seen it a lot. There's a number of different plants where I've seen that it's just dying back. Right? It's not going to be that dying back where it's like a major issue. It's one that we can take care of by getting rid of those leaves, getting ahead of it. These are all things that we kind of plan for, right? If you listened earlier in the year, you know, when we started to put our tomatoes out, I was talking about thinning out the bottom leaves early. Almost like lollipop in the tree, the tomato, right? Basically, so you got a stem, and then you got a bunch of leaves almost, you know, in a round spot on the top. It doesn't look like your regular tomato, but doing that helps when we have tons of rain like this, tons of humidity and water just sitting. So if you did that, awesome. I'm sure you're seeing a little bit of difference in your tomatoes. If not, still time to do it. You know, I recently just did it, thinned out a lot of the lower leaves, thinned out some of the plant itself, looked at it and said, all right, there's a shoot coming off here that has no flowers, no nothing at this point. I'm going to get rid of it for the better of the plant itself. You do the same thing with peppers, eggplants, those types of things. You know, we haven't seen as much growth on them. They're not huge plants like always, right? Seasons like the past couple of years, usually your tomatoes are like 6 feet tall, your peppers are like 3 or 4 feet tall, but you're getting tons of it. It's just kind of what happens. We're hoping that the rest of the season, maybe the rest of this season, going into September, we have a late summer where you'll have and be able to produce the fruit that you're looking for. So only time's going to tell us that. Only time's going to say what we can and cannot, have happen with the garden and the weather, right? Weather and time, those are two things we can't really control. It's going to just, that's what's going to happen with our lawn and garden. If you have questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Now, I mentioned the past couple hours in regards to mosquitoes. Another spray that you can be using that's not only going to kill the mosquitoes that are there, it's going to kill the ticks that are out there, and it kills some other insects that are flying around. Now, the product I've always used, and this goes back a number of years prior to even being on the radio with you guys, when my dad was on the radio, I actually learned this from Art Cockett, who used to be with Boneyed. He would come on, he would give awesome information, and one of the things that he always talked about was using permethrin in the woods around his house to help get rid of ticks. It'll also help get rid of the mosquitoes at the same time, but spraying those areas, the first 8, 10, 15 feet of the woods around it, will also get rid of the ticks. We're, we haven't been outside as much with the rain. Maybe we have, but we haven't seen them as much. They like some of the warmer weather. Warmer weather's coming this week, and then it'll cool off for a bit, but maybe we'll start to see some of those. And so spraying into that first 8, 10, 15 feet of the woods all the way around would be great. I use a product 8 from Boneyed. I think it's one of the best to spray all around. You can also spray in areas where there's like a rock wall underneath decks or patios, up against the house, the perimeter of the house, around your shrubs, areas where it's a little shadier and darker for it. If you're specifically spraying for ticks, ticks are a lazy insect. As you walk by, they cling on to you. I once said that they jump onto you. They don't jump. I apologize to everybody who I offended on that one. But anyways, they cling on to you as you walk by. They're lazy. They're just hanging out. And as soon as you walk by and you rub up against them, they cling right on to you, and that's where they get you. They don't like full sun. Like I said, they're lazy. They don't want to be in full sun. So if your lawn is short, you're most likely not going to have the ticks in the lawn. They're going to be in the areas where high grass is, high woods area. Around those areas are going to be where they be. They like the shade. Honestly, they like just hanging out in the shade. Somebody comes by, an insect, an animal or a human, whichever, they're just going to cling right on to you. So this is the way to do it. Permethrin is a great way. A lot of the products out there have like a 2.5% permethrin mixed in them. I like to use 8. I think it works the best. That's just me. You can grab it. It's a hose end. Attach it to the hose. Spray all over those areas. Usually with a hose end, you can get further than if you just had like a backpack sprayer, right? So now if we're looking for the mosquitoes, standing water, first thing to take care of, any standing water, empty it out, clean it out, get rid of it, or use a product to protect it, like the mosquito bits or the mosquito dunks. Those are awesome ways to do it. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last week, I think it was, you were talking, or I caught the tail end of a conversation about winter ground covers, and I didn't get a chance to write anything down, so I'm asking that. And what about, you just mentioned, I have an internal battle in my life. And that is, someone reads and understands and believes everything on the internet.
Mm.
She listens to people in California growing tomatoes. And I think both of them, the one who makes the video and her, don't realize that we live in Maine. You can't allow the offshoots, you know, the sucker growth, because they claim, she claims, and so does the other one, claim that that's where the tomatoes come. Well, I can show you. There's tomato shoots growing. But you just said again, should we be cutting out suckers at this time in life?
Well, let's start with that one, sure. Because, you know, we've had this conversation many times over on the show, is what to do with it, etc. But to me, honestly, I feel as though we should be getting rid of that sucker growth, especially at this time of year, right? We live in an area where we almost will have winter as soon as as early as October, right?
Yes, exactly.
And if the sucker growth right now has no flowers, has nothing on it, unless it's like a cherry tomato or a grape tomato, I don't foresee it having ripe fruit in that time frame. Because the way our temperatures have been going, I can't trust Mother Nature right now. So to me, I definitely feel that way. What we can do is let's discuss that and a little bit more on the other side of the break. So I'm going to take that break. When I get back, we'll discuss that. We'll also discuss some of the winter cover for going forward. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to a number of things. We were talking about tomatoes and, you know, what grows the tomatoes themselves, what does the best for it. And, you know, Bob, I do have to say I usually will agree with your wife on a lot of things. On this one, unfortunately, I don't. You know, I usually prove her right most times for you. But on this one, I don't agree. I mean, just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true, right?
Amen to that. Amen to that.
I really think that if you're looking to develop the best shoots, the best tomatoes, you know, it's not the shoots on there that are the only thing that's going to work on it. You know, you can have some success with it. I'm not saying you can't, right? Sometimes that sucker growth, if you will, from tomatoes, it's just pulling water from the plant itself, right? When they're pulling out in between a branch and the stem, that's where some of the issues can start to happen. And I don't think, you know, it's the best for the production of the plant. Now, I'm not saying they can't work. You can actually get those and plant them, the sucker growth, and plant them.
Yes. Yes, we've done that already. And the sucker growths in the ground have got tomatoes already, so we know that's true.
I just don't think the sucker growth staying on the plant is where you're going to get everything. I think that sucker growth is pulling water from the plant, right? Also will depend on, you know, the varieties. Like I said, some of the smaller varieties, like a grape or a cherry tomato, those, maybe those are the ones where you could leave them on there because they're going to get some of that. They'll be able to produce quicker, right? You know, it's. I think it depends on the point of the season, right? If it's earlier in the season, beginning of July, when you have some of these suckers, you'll have some growth to it. But if you're going to thin them out early, you're definitely going to have more on those sucker growth because they've got a head start. So I personally would pull a lot of them out myself just to allow the plant to focus on the other areas. Okay. Now, your other question when it came to the winter, like, evergreen-type ground cover plants.
Oh, you were talking, I just thought, how about ground cover for just your garden?
Yeah. So, okay. Any ground cover for those areas, I mean, if you're looking at plants, you could go perennial-like, you could go shrub-like. You know, some of my favorite evergreen type ground covers would be like some junipers, some euonymus, those types. If you want to go perennial wise, you can be looking at pachysandra, you can be looking at ivy, you can be looking at all those types. You know, those are types to put in there. We, at one point last week, we were talking about a ground cover, but we were talking about trying to kill it because it just took over someone's lawn. But you know, for ground covers, there's so many different ones. Even like phlox can be used. Another one, and you might sometimes see it in your lawn, is ajuga, which is sometimes like it's got that purpley leaf to it in the lawn. That's a good one that will, you know, kind of go all over the place. Thyme is another one. The creeping thyme would be awesome to put out there, just different sides of the area. There's tons of different sedums. That's another one that we were discussing, was a type of sedum. Almost had like a lime green look to it, stays small. Those are really cool to see. There's all different colors, some with like purpley pink flowers. I said the phlox, there's some different grasses that'll happen, like Mondo grasses do that. Cotton Easter or Cotone Aster, depending upon how you want to say it. They have some that'll really stay low. Another type of like succulent type would be like hens and chicks. That's a nice cover. Trying to think, what else could we? If you want to have a little shady area, microbiota would be a good one.
Microbiota. Okay.
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 All right.
Okay, one other thing, if I may.
Actually,
I read somewhere that there is something, a cover that...
Cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals found only in Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. One Chicago police officer died and another was seriously wounded Saturday night during a confrontation on the city's south side, according to reports. Two suspects were taken into custody while a third suspect was being sought, police said, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. At least one of the suspects was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot, Fox 32 of Chicago reported. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives nominee David Chipman during remarks on the Senate floor, asking the Biden administration to stop flirting with this profoundly misguided nomination.
There's a long record of hostility to lawful gun owners, a variety of complaints from those who've worked with him in the past. How could it get worse?
This is USA Radio News. The Senate advanced a bipartisan infrastructure bill on Saturday afternoon, breaking a filibuster to end debate on the deal crafted by a group of 10 senators alongside President Joe Biden. Two Republicans who had previously voted against the bipartisan package, Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Deb Fischer of Nebraska, voted to advance the legislation. Cornyn will offer an amendment to help pay for it.
Simply give states and local governments the flexibility to use unspent COVID relief funding on infrastructure projects.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan on Saturday called for the lower chamber to be adjourned until Monday as not enough Democrats showed up for the special session. A quorum is not present, Phelan said Saturday afternoon. He adjourned the chamber until Monday, minutes later. Texas House Democratic Caucus Chair Chris Turner said the Democrats broke the quorum in an attempt to block the Republicans' election bill. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, Bob and I were just going back and forth talking, and we didn't even realize that we weren't even on the air anymore. So I apologize for that, guys. I just kept talking. I didn't even keep going. But I know we answered a lot of those questions. So anyways, we do have some calls on the line that I want to get to. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Can you still hear me? Good
yep.
morning. So I have a problem with my lawn, and it's an area of the lawn that's kind of a perennial problem, that it's full shade. It's very wet. And in April, I had I did the natural alternative soil test, and Victoria sent me a very nice email basically saying soil looks good except it's high in phosphorus. I did put down the Pennington Smart Seed for dense shade, and it's like 38%, 40% fescue, and it worked fantastic. It grew a little slow at first, but then once it came in, it just got thicker and thicker. And I thought, I've solved, you know, my problem, and it just looked great. And then we started having this rain, and it started getting thinner in June. Just it was going in the opposite direction. And by July, I was like, it was really looking like it was kind of in trouble, and just getting thinner and thinner. The grass stopped growing. I was seeing more dirt. And then I put down I'm doing the natural alternative, you know, five-step program. I put down step three, which is basically the cornmeal. And
yep.
I think I basically got powdery mildew. I think the mold loved the cornmeal. And basically, there's no grass there. I'm back to just all dirt in these areas. And I did put down the Scott's Disease X, which did clear up the powdery mildew, but I noticed it's this morning it's kind of back again. But I'm basically at the point where I've got all dirt now in these areas, basically starting from scratch. I've got a little bit of powdery mildew there, and I'm wondering, what should I do next? Should I put more Disease X down to get rid of the powdery mildew, and maybe should I put some sulfur down? I want to, you know, do some reseeding in the fall but I'm not really sure which step to do first here.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you put the disease control down?
I put that down on July 17th. I'm just looking at my notes.
So you could put it down again to get mm-hmm. rid of anything that's left. So that would be fine to do today without mm-hmm. a problem. Actually, I take a look. I'm not 100% familiar with the active ingredient on that one, but just double check on the label before you do it today to see how much time you need before rain, or if you need it to rain on it. I can't remember on that one.
It has to be watered in. Yeah.
Well, so tomorrow it's supposed to rain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help, right? Get it in there. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So today would be a fine day to do it, to okay. get it in there. Now, as far as, you know, the rest of the plant, what else is going on the lawn? You know, I'd want to look at the entire soil sample myself, see what it had to say, see mm-hmm. if there were any other elements that were just too much in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had said it didn't have enough phosphorus or it had too much?
It had too much phosphorus. She may have even recommended the sulfur product to kind of break up the soil. It's kind of dense and very densely packed.
So that could do a lot for it,
mm-hmm.
because what it does is sometimes when phosphorus is so high, that means there's like a barrier of other elements that are in your lawn that just can't get out, and mm-hmm. They won't, if they don't get out, they're going to affect the longevity of the lawn and what's going to happen mm-hmm. to it, because it's too compact. The nutrients that you're putting in there can't actually stay where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of it. And that's where a sulfur would come in to help get the lawn, you know, to keep going throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having a sulfur application a couple times during the year is actually beneficial
mm-hmm.
for it. Because what kind of could be happening is, yes, there's so much phosphorus, but it's because every year you've taken care of it and put the fertilizers down, but it can't be released.
Mm.
And once mm-hmm. it's released, then it's almost like starting fresh again, but not starting fresh, if you know what I mean. It's not like you're going to start over. It's just you're releasing some of those nutrients into the soil to really go where they need to, and then you can continue with your programs to allow the plants to absorb it as they need it versus store it and sit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's where sulfur would do some help to it. What I'd also look at doing, seeing if there's any insects in the area on the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, I have you had grubs at all?
I don't think so. We've had them in the past, but I don't think I'll take a closer look, but I don't think that we do.
Yep.
I heard maybe, you earlier talking you know, to someone, you know, dig up a square. I can try doing that.
You know, maybe look at chinch bug if it's in the same area. The other thing would be, you know, and you put new seed down, so it makes me wonder, it makes me not think this way, but is it a specific seed that was in the area that has kind of taken over that doesn't like the summer? You know, summer heat, it kind of comes down, but the fact is it's, we haven't really had summer weather, so I'm not seeing
no.
that as like, you know, the grass doesn't know what day of the month it is or what month it is. It
yeah.
knows by the season of the way the temperatures are. So I have a hard time believing that would be part of it.
Mm. It started from dirt. I mean, with the sun, where I have the problem area in the spring, there was really no grass there. It just
okay.
started the dirt, and that's where it looks what it looks like now, just no grass.
Yeah, so I would look at that soil sample again that you got sent. It's probably via email, I would say,
mm-hmm.
as well as I think they always send a paper one as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd take a look at it and see if they did recommend their sulfur-based product, because it is very important for it to
mm-hmm.
do. If you're going to, you know, put new seed down in the fall, you know, make sure you put like a starter fertilizer with it as well. Even though you have a good amount of phosphorus already there, like I said, it could be trapped. And so the new phosphorus is going to be easier to release than the phosphorus that's just sitting there.
I had also communicated with Natural Alternative. They recommended a seed and their starter fertilizer. Or I may just go back to the Pennington where it did so well. But when do you think should I, if I'm putting the Disease X down today, would you wait a few weeks or 3 or 4 weeks before I even start the, like wait till Labor Day before I put the seed down?
I'd be going around Labor Day, maybe even before it, maybe like a week or two before Labor Day, maybe September 1st or August 31st time frame. The other thing I want you to do is when you go back to the Pennington seed mix, say you go to purchase it, take a look at the package. Sometimes what they do is they will throw in some annual grass into their mixes. So just I want you to look at that and see. I don't think on what the brand that you the variety you got has a lot of annual mix in there, but that could be part of it. And maybe the mix wasn't mixed enough. I don't know. I'm not saying anything bad about the seed. I have no problems with it. But take a look.
Ryegrass. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, just take a look and see what it is. It's probably a rye and fescue mix, I'm assuming.
It was. I picked this one because it had like 38% fescue, and I know you've said in the past that that's good for the. But it did have ryegrass, and it may even have had a little bluegrass in there too.
And that's great for like a sunshade area. So
yeah,
I don't see a problem with it. I think there's it's like a twofold. It's the soil underneath, and the way the weather's been going. I'm sure the powdery mildew in the lawn area doesn't help it. It slows it down. It affects it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, look back on that soil sample that you sent in and see if they had any other recommendations for you.
Okay.
And I'm sure if you can't find it, Natural Alternatives would be able to send you another one.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have it. They send it to me electronically. And,
perfect.
So I've got that stored. So, all right. That sounds good. I really appreciate it, and we'll give this a shot and see how it goes.
Awesome. Good luck, Paul.
All righty. Thank you,
Patrick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tony is in Rochester, Mass.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick. Yes, my cucumber plants, and it's happened the last several years, seems to just die off. They'll have, like, maybe a few cucumbers on it, and as soon as we pick them, they just die right off, the whole plant.
Okay, now, are they dying from, like, the bottom up, or are they dying right from the top?
It just turns yellow. So I can't. I don't really. I haven't really looked to see if they. It's probably from the bottom up.
Yep. Well, so you know, some of this, you know, this year I can say at least has a lot to do with like the amount of rain and water, and maybe when water is sitting on top of the plants, it could happen. It's also the.
There's good drainage there.
Okay. The other aspect of it is it could be not enough water. And I'm not saying that for this year. Maybe that was in previous years just based on what has happened, right? I'm kind of noticing it as well here and there with some of them being affected. It could be like... did you notice any, like, powdery mildew or anything on them at all? Like, any white...
No, none. And all the other plants are thriving.
Okay.
It's just the cucumbers.
All right. You haven't seen any, like, insects or anything on there that would, you know, because obviously in the other areas it's pretty good.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay. Because, you know, the only thing I could think of would be like a vine borer that could be something like that. Now, what I'd want you to do, you still have some cucumbers growing at this point?
Yes.
Take a look at right at the bottom of the where the plant is, where it goes into the ground, and see if the stem itself is like, and I'm not going to say it's hard because it's not like a hard stem, but not like squishy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because sometimes it has like a wilt or like a bacteria that will affect down below, and so it's put all its energy to the rest of it. Once you kind of cut the cucumber, it just, all its energy's gone, right? Because usually things like this are, and you've already told me this, so but usually it's for poor drainage or overwatering. Well, you have great soil already.
Yep.
We have had tons of rain, but maybe last year it was the opposite. If you want, you can hang tight on the other side of the break. I can give you a little bit more info because I'm just right up against it. We can see what else we can do. So hang tight for me.
Thank you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Times can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tony in regards to his cucumber plants and having, you know, issue a couple of years now. So, one of the things I was thinking about, what you should think about for next year is something along the lines of like a crop rotation, moving them to a different spot. Okay. Crop rotation, the reason why I think it would be beneficial is when plants have an issue and it's multiple years, it's not just one year, something's going on with the soil that maybe we can take care of by just rotating where they go.
Right.
So this
is only the second year the cucumber's been in this part of the garden.
Yep.
My garden before was somewhere else altogether.
Well, this could just mean that this wasn't the best spot for that specific. I don't have that answer. Like, I would have to look at be at the garden and see it, etc. You know what I mean? But just as part of it, one of the things I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking about was the possibility of it having like a wilt, a bacteria wilt.
Okay.
Excuse me. I was thinking it comes from it. You're not seeing any like damage on like a chewing, like an insect type, right?
No, not at all.
Because that was one of my thoughts, was maybe it's like the cucumber beetle causing this. Sometimes a cucumber beetle will cause like a bacteria wilt where it'll just all of a sudden overnight that happen, right? Because sometimes what they do is they'll go into the stem and they will feed from the inside out. Okay, and that's... That was one of the reasons why I was kind of thinking maybe that was it. you know, that's why I was saying rotate the crops. Maybe that's a part of it. You know, there's not a lot of sprays. I mean, you can use some sprays early on before they start growing to help them with it. But to get rid of the what causes it would possibly be the cucumber beetle. But what I would want you to do the next time you have to cut off a piece or, you know, a stem of the area, when you cut it off, put your finger where the fresh cut is. And if when you remove your finger, it has like little like strings like attached almost.
Okay.
That's going to be your the wilt that's coming from it, right?
Okay.
If that's the case, then you do have the cucumber beetle. You're just not seeing a lot of the damage, which is, you know, kind of like, okay. Because usually at this point, you're seeing them on the stems all over the place, chewing on them. They're a little insect that's, just picture a little bit bigger than a ladybug, but yellow with black spots. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a possibility. I think, you know, all in all, I think it has a lot to do with the difference in weather. And these past 2 years have been two extremes. Last year, we were in a drought from, like, end of June on. And this year, we've had too much rain, if you will. So I that could be part of it, too. Because sometimes overwatering and underwatering can look the same and do the same thing. So... you know, that's what I would look at, those couple of things. I am going to bet, honestly, that I don't think it's the cucumber beetle by any means. I think you would have seen more damage. But I don't want to rule out the possibility without at least checking, right?
Okay.
And if the cucumber beetle, if it's in there, Captain Jack's early in the season will be fine to use that as like an insecticide because it is a organic, right? You could spray it on there.
Okay.
That would be something to do early in the season. The other thing is, when I say crop rotation, I don't mean move the garden completely. Maybe put them in a different spot in the new garden. So it's like on the other end, maybe. Try that. But we have had 2 years in a row where they've been both extremes of weather, where 1 year it's like, wow, it's so hot. The next year it's like, wow, it's raining all the time. What's next year going to bring? Hopefully not snow. But
okay.
Hopefully that helps you out a little bit, Tony, and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll come back. We'll have 1 hour left, and we'll wrap up the show within that hour. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.